never knew it. I guess they had each other, and that was enough. You know you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. What am I gonna tell my kids when they see all of this that goes down on TV? When the whole world is down on its luck, I gotta make sure they keep their chin up. Cry when it hurts, laugh when it's funny. Chase after the dream, don't chase after the money. And know we got each other, and that's what's up. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart. Cause you can't keep the ground from shaking. No matter how hard you try, you can't keep the sunsets from fading. You gotta treat your life like you're jumping off a rope swing, baby, cause the whole thing's really just a shot in the dark. You gotta love like there's no such thing as a broken heart. Such thing as a broken heart.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A series of ICE raids in cities across the country Thursday as the Trump administration ramps up its enforcement of undocumented immigration. Also caught in the dragnet, American citizens, including a U.S. veteran in Newark, New Jersey. ABC's Sonia Rincon.
Newark's Mayor Ross Baraka says that veteran suffered the indignity of having the legitimacy of his military documentation questioned, calling it egregious and in violation of the Fourth Amendment. And he insists the proper warrant was not presented.
One of Trump's executive orders already suffering a setback. A federal judge in Seattle temporarily blocking the president's order seeking to end birthright citizenship, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. And President Trump is heading to hurricane-battered western North Carolina and wildfire-ravaged Los Angeles today. This is California. Governor Gavin Newsom approves $2.5 billion in wildfire relief. The Senate planning today to vote on Pete Hegseth, President Trump's nominee for defense secretary. This is ABC News.
Struggling with back taxes or unfiled returns? Owe the IRS $10,000 or more? With the IRS ramping up enforcement, taxpayers across the country are turning to tax relief helpers. Call 800-885-0622 now. End IRS stress today. Stop collection efforts, wage garnishments, and sleepless nights. Tax relief helpers can help you or your business settle your tax debt quickly and affordably. Call the Tax Relief Helpers hotline at 800-885-0622. That's 800-885-0622. Start your relief today.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation does continue with Mike Zuzlow. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. So let's talk about, because when we were on commercial break, you said you just saw some stuff.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Elsevia.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were higher, February up 26 to 1923, March up 11 to 1912, April up 7 to 1911, May up 18 at 1916. Cheese markets, barrels up 1 to 182, 40-pound blocks up 4.5 to 182, 2-trade a barrel, 3-trade a block on the day, cash butter down 1 to 250, 1.25, 4 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 135 and a quarter, no trades, dry whey steady at 70 even, and no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly higher as the trade continues to expect higher cash markets, even though box beef prices were mostly lower, and the cash cattle market still hasn't moved anywhere this week. But again, that strong demand in the countryside really helping to support the cattle prices. Meanwhile, hog markets closed relatively flat, even though pork cutout values were up almost $3 higher. However, some late session profit-taking helped to pressure prices. February live cattle up $1.05 to $2.0110. January feeder cattle up 2 cents to $2.7707. February hogs were up 65 cents to $82.12. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets were mostly higher as the spread action continued, as the nearby show some new highs, even though they're overbought. Soybeans also moving mostly higher as well. Now, we do have some early harvest continuing in Brazil. That's set to expand, but the trade continued to bid up beans. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they closed relatively flat on the day. New crop corn up 4.75 to 4.64 and a quarter. New crop beans up 6.5 to 10.53 and a quarter. March wheat steady at 5.54. That's check of national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash, February and March corn all at 440, new crop 404, cash and February beans 981, March 986, new crop 963. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash February and March corn 449 3/4, new crop at 414 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash and February corn 457, March 461, new crop 415.
Synergy Co-op at Elk Mound, cash corn $4.34, new crop $4.14, cash beans $9.85, new crop $9.78. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn $4.42, new crop $4.14, cash beans $9.80, new crop at $9.63. At Red Wing Grains, March corn $4.62, April $4.69, May $4.71, new crop $4.25, cash beans at $10.30, April $10.38, May $10.41, and new crop $9.95. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn $4.37, February $4.37, new crop $4.06, cash beans at $9.89, February $9.89, new crop at $9.81. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 193 to 217, Holstein fed cattle 170 to 186, market cows 95 to 133, bulls 134 to 162, calves 350 to 980, beef steers 279 to 440, Holstein steers 160 to 392. Sheep markets, market lambs 215 and down, light lambs 210 and down, ewes 91 and down, rams 175 and down. Goat markets, does 240 and down, bucks 145 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 200 to 212, finished beef heifers 200 to 211, finished dairy steers 175 to 186.50, market cows 95 to 119, market bulls 120 to 175. Meanwhile, hog markets, market hogs at 54 to 81, light sows 55 to 59, heavy sows 55 to 56, and boars 26 to 2750. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of a snow shower this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs near 20. It'll be breezy, keeping wind chills below zero. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 17. Windy for Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 28. Breezy Saturday night with a low around 7. Sunday, sunshine, 27. Back to the mid-30s, but still breezy on Monday. Currently 2 below zero.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I know turning back, I've come too far.
help on the farm. Somebody with a truck and two strong arms, not scared of dirt and willing to work till the sun goes down. So I pulled up and said, I'm your man, I can start right now. And we shook hands. He said, the fence needs fixing, the peaches need picking, and the cows need bringing round. I was hauling hay, I was feeding the hogs, and that summer sun had me sweating like a dog. So I cooled off in the creek. Then it was back to work, and that dad comes heat. I was cussing out loud, thinking about quitting. Looking back now, I'm sure glad I didn't. Cause just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I caught a glimpse of the farmer's daughter. Just getting home from Panama City. She was all tanned up and my kind of pretty. When her eyes met mine, I was thinking that I sure love my job. As the days got shorter, our talks got longer. The kisses got sweeter and the feelings got stronger. So we'd hop in the truck and get all tangled up every chance we got. We were down by the river all night long. When the sun came up, I was sneaking her home and dragging my butt to work. With the smell of her perfume on my shirt, I'd be on the tractor, she'd be on my mind. With that sun beating down on his back of mine. And just when I thought it couldn't get no hotter, I fell in love with the farmer's daughter. We got married last spring. Whoa, and there ain't no better life for me. I'm still hauling hay and feeding the hogs, and that summer sun's got me sweating like a dog. So I cool off in the creek, and she brings me out a glass of sweet iced tea. Now I'm on the tractor, she's on my mind, and I can't wait till it's quitting time. And just when I think it can't get no hotter, I come home to the farmer's daughter. Yeah. The farmer's daughter.
We're casting out your favorite country songs all day long on Real Country 1430.
When I feel that chill, smell that fresh cut grass, I'm back in my helmet, cleats and shoulder pads. Standing in the huddle, listening to the call. Fans going crazy for the boys of fall. They didn't let just anybody in that club. Took every ounce of heart and sweat and blood get to wear those game day jerseys down the hall. The kings of the school, man, we're the boys of fall. Well, let's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air, all right. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got us all. The boys are fall. In little town sounds like mine, that's all they got. Newspaper clippings fill the coffee shops. The old men will always think they know it all. Young girls will dream about the boys of fall. Well, it's turn and face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. And it's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a song. Turning face the stars and stripes. It's fighting back them butterflies. It's calling in the air all around. Yes, sir, we want the ball. It's knocking heads and talking trash. It's slinging mud and dirt and grass. It's I got your number, I got your back. When your back's against the wall, you mess with one man, you got a soul. Boys of fall. We're the boys of fall. We're the boys.
Real Country 1430 AM, 3 FM, WRDN. Kenny Chesney, Boys of Fall, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Friday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits below zero. And looks like it's going to warm back up here today and into the weekend and next week. And we'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we're going to be chatting with the new president of the Dairy Business Association. Had a chance to talk with him during our Dairy Strong conference from a few weeks back, and we'll have that for you coming up this morning, next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Attention all egg producers. It's the 2025 Chippewa Valley Egg Conference, Thursday, February 20th from 9 to 3:30 at Florian Gardens, Eau Claire. This full-day event presented by Security Financial Bank features a keynote address by ag strategist Doug Johnson, breakout sessions on tax planning, dairy market updates, and more, plus a panel discussion on modern ag challenges and opportunities. Registration is $30 and includes lunch. Register by February 13th. Visit sfbank.com for registration information. SFB, member FDIC. I see. It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The H5N1 bird flu is now closing laying facilities in North Carolina. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Another outbreak of the highly pathogenic avian bird flu, this time on a poultry farm in North Carolina. The case was identified in Hyde County at a farm that raises birds for commercial egg production. North Carolina Agricultural Commissioner Steve Troxler.
We've worked with the company and have been in the process of taking care of the outbreak down there. And this would have been, years ago, would have been my worst nightmare. But over time, we have prepared.
Troxler says the facility sits along a wild bird flyway near Lake Meta-Mesquite, making it particularly susceptible to interaction and contamination from wild birds.
We know it's in the wild bird population, and it is a threat to both commercial and backyard birds. The threat is very real, but the good thing is this facility is very isolated.
Veterinarians are advising poultry farmers and owners to be extra vigilant with their biosecurity efforts to keep their flock away from wild birds.
Keep visitors to a minimum of washing hands before and after coming in contact with the poultry, providing disposable boot covers and disinfectant foot baths for anybody that comes in, changing clothes before entering and after leaving.
Since 2022, HPAI has impacted more than 130 million birds across all 50 states. It's also led to egg shortages and a big jump in egg prices across the country. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of a snow shower this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs near 20. It'll be breezy, keeping wind chills below zero. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 17. Windy for Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 28. Breezy Saturday night with a low around 7. Sunday, sunshine, 27. Back to the mid-30s, but still breezy on Monday. Currently 2 below zero.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I've got some big news. The bank finally came through, and I'm holding the keys to a brand new Chevrolet. Have you been outside? It sure is a nice night. How about a little test drive down by the lake? There's a place I know about where the dirt road runs out. We can try out the four-wheel drive. Come on now, what do you say? Girl, I can hardly wait to get a little mud on the tires. 'Cause it's a good night out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. On a duck blind, catfish on a trot line, sunset's about 9 this time of year. We can throw a blanket down, crickets singing in the background, and more stars than you can count on a night this clear. I tell you what we need to do is grab a sleeping bag or two and build us a little campfire. Then with a little luck, we might just get stuck
Let's get a little mud on the tires. Cause it's a good night to be out there soaking up the moonlight. Stake out a little piece of shoreline. I've got the perfect place in mind. It's in the middle of nowhere. Only one way to get there. You gotta get a little mud on the tires. And with a little luck, we might just get stuck. Let's get a little mud on the tires.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brad Paisley and Mud on the Tires here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Friday morning. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the single digits below zero this morning. Well, egg production in the United States totaled 9.12 billion eggs in December. That was down 3% from 2023. Production included 7.83 billion table eggs, 1.29 billion hatching eggs, of which 1.9 billion were broiler type and 95.9 million were egg-laying type. Now, according to USDA, all layers on hand as of January 1st totaled $369 million, or $369 million rather, down 2% from last year. It's because of that H5N1 bird flu, and that continues to wreak some havoc. So I don't think we're going to be seeing lower egg prices anytime soon, just saying. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. California announced that it's putting the brakes on its controversial plan to phase out diesel truck sales. State regulators say they need more time to rethink the guidance with the new administration in Washington, D.C. I'll have more when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done. Because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
California has recently withdrawn its request for federal approval to enforce stricter emissions regulations on diesel-powered trucks and trains. The decision came last week as the Trump administration, which has historically pushed back on California's environmental initiatives, prepared to take office. The California Air Resources Board, or CARB, has been pursuing a controversial set of rules aimed at curbing emissions from the state's transportation sector. The Advanced Clean Fleets Rule, approved in 2023, would have phased out the sale of new diesel-powered semi-trucks and buses by 2036 and required large trucking fleets to transition to electric or hydrogen-powered vehicles by 2042. Another regulation targeted older locomotives, requiring engines over 23 years old to be retired or replaced with zero-emission alternatives by 2030. California air quality officials say they had little choice but to withdraw the proposals after the Biden administration failed to approve them in time.
Air Resources Board Chair Lane Rudolph said that, quote, maintaining control over the state's environmental policies was a priority, citing their concerns that leaving the waivers in limbo could expose them to a reversal or legal challenges under the Trump administration. Environmental groups have warned that without these measures, communities near highways and rail yards will continue to suffer from harmful diesel emissions. The trucking industry, on the other hand, welcomed the decision. The California Trucking Association had previously sued to block the regulations, arguing that electric and hydrogen big rigs are not yet practical for long-haul routes. Eric Sauer, CEO of the association, stated that the group will work with regulators to develop, quote, feasible and cost-effective emissions reductions that preserve the state's critical supply chains. The trucking industry wasn't alone in its concerns. Rail companies and farm groups were also opposed to the proposed rules, and I'll have more when we come back.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes, it was a sigh of relief for California trucking company operators and farmers as that state rethinks its environmental strategies for fuel going forward. In this changing political climate, the ag industry will be watching matters closely in California as farmers and ranchers depend heavily on diesel-powered transport for moving crops, livestock, and supplies. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. 800-917-8730. That's 800-917-8730.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. 800-883-3024. That's 800-883-3024.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I thought we would always together. The love we shared was gonna last forever. Once I was your one and only. Now here I sit, Mr. Lonely. We'll hold you tonight, but I won't. What say God that I don't? The one thing I thought
this dark cloud you left me under. Can't sort it out, so I sit and wonder. I tell myself it hurts, don't it? Now my empty heart will be forever haunted. He'll hold you tonight, but I won't. What's he got that I don't? The one thing I thought I'd never lose, he's got you.
Wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I wanna treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. You were sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close as we drove down to the lake road. Watch the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those times it gets sweeter with time. You're still with me, and we've made some memories. After all these years, there's one thing I find. Some say good love, well, it's like a fine wine. It keeps getting better as the days go by. But there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust.
Keeping on advertising the dollars local. We're Real Country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
interstate's jammed with gunners like me, afraid of coming in last. But somewhere in the race we run, we're coming up. Out the window as the cars go by. It's all we've been given, so you better start living. You better start living. Better start living right now. As days go by,
with news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson, Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, and four other Senate colleagues have reintroduced the Codifying Useful Regulatory Definitions Act. The CURD Act would establish a statutory definition of natural cheese and deems a food to be misbranded and prohibited from sale if it does not meet this definition and its label uses the term natural cheese as a factual description of a category of cheese. Wisconsin is known for cheese in all of its forms and varieties, Johnson said. Went on to say, codifying the definition of natural cheeses will provide American consumers with the necessary information and clarity to make informed decisions on whether they are purchasing natural or processed foods. Along with Johnson and Baldwin, they were joined by Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon, James Risch of Idaho, Mike Crapo of Idaho, and Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Wisconsin 3rd District Congressman Derek Van Ordena introduced his first bill of the 119th Congress, the Strengthening Service Members with Milk Act. The bill would direct the U.S. Secretary of Defense to provide fluid or powdered milk to members of the armed forces at dining facilities on military installations. The legislation supports two of the greatest cornerstones of our nation, our farmers and service members, Van Ordena said. He went on to say milk is a vital source of nutrients, and our men and women in the armed forces should have access to this essential dietary resource to maintain their health and readiness. Over 6,000 dairy farms in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania produce 10 billion pounds of milk each year, said Pennsylvania Congressman Representative Rentschenthaler.
He said he's proud to co-sponsor the legislation with Derek Van Orden. The severe that enveloped Texas and other southern states have left ranchers scrambling to protect their cattle and is credited with creating new risks for some fruit and citrus growers. States including Texas, Louisiana, Georgia, Mississippi all received unusual levels of snow and sleet due to a blast of Arctic air. While the weather conditions have provided some insulation for crops like peaches, ranchers across the South will need to take more precautions to ensure that their livestock remain warm and fed. As grocers continue to grapple with elevated egg prices, Connecticut supermarket operator Laban's Market is looking to stand out by making the case that when costs on essential items spike, it strives to blunt the impact on consumers. While Laban's has seen its competitors substantially push up prices on eggs amid the persistent supply challenges posed by the ongoing bird flu crisis, the grocer made a point of holding increases to a minimum to underscore its commitment to affordable groceries. That, according to Bob Laban Jr., president and CEO of the four-store chain, the strategy has pinched Laban's profits on eggs, but he says he found that positioning himself as a low-price leader on high-profile goods like eggs, the chain benefits by building customer loyalty and is pushing back on the notion that independent grocers are more expensive to shop at. A recent poll asked farmers where they plan to cut costs. Equipment purchases top the list, but farmers also plan to scale back on fertilizer rates, use more generic products, and reduce tillage or field passes. The theme that consumed the crop side of agriculture in 2024 was this. Tighter margins with producers from coast to coast are searching for ways to cut back. It was tough for a lot of farmers and could be a similar story for 2025. Out of more than 1,300 farmers who responded to the online poll, the most glaring answer was machinery. Nearly 80% of farmers say that's an area they're likely to cut. Purchasing machinery was also a place farmers decided to scale back in 2024. The latest Association of Equipment Manufacturers flash report shows sales of total farm tractors were down 13% on the year, and combine sales last year fell 24%. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Chance of a snow shower this afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy. Highs near 20. It'll be breezy, keeping wind chills below zero. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 17. Windy for Saturday, partly sunny, highs near 28. Breezy Saturday night with a low around 7. Sunday, sunshine, 27. Back to the mid-30s, but still breezy on Monday. Currently 2 below zero.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Clear creeks and cool mountain mornings. Honest work out in the field. Cornbread in my mama's kitchen, daddy's saying grace before the meal. Family ties run deep in this land, and I'm never very far from what I am. I was born country.
and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. And you here beside me, crickets serenading in the yard. What more could two people ask for, laying here in love beneath the stars? Now this is where I want to raise my kids, just the way my mom and daddy did. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country, and that's what I'll always be. Like the rivers and the woodlands, wild and free. I got 100 years of down home running through my blood. I was born country, and this country's what I love. I was born country.
Probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty right now. He's probably buying her some fruity little drink, 'cause she can't shoot whiskey right now. He's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo, and he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke right now. She's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky right now. He's probably